कहेंगे मस्त जैसे कुछ हुआ ही नहीं। अवगुण को गुण में समा दो, निंदा को स्तुति में बदल दो। स्लोगन, विस्तार को न देख सार को देखे ने, वह संयम में समाने वाले तीव्र पुरुषार्थी है। तो सर भाई ये पेपर्स वगैरह में ये चीजें रोज आनी चाहिए, तब कहूं कुछ आप मथा चलाते हो। अभी आप शॉप आप खोलो ना, रोज ये बातें बाहर शॉप में लगी पड़ी हो, सब देखे रोज क्या सीखने को मिलता है, यहां पढ़ने को मिलता है। विस्तार को न देख सार को देखने, सार को सेंस है बात का कि मतलब क्या है। संयम में समाने वाले ही तीव्र पुरुषार्थी भव। ओम शांति, वंडरफुल बाबा। हम पहले मिली हूं भाई से, कभी मिली हूं दूर से ऐसे। अच्छा आज क्लास में बैठे हैं, अच्छा है अच्छा है अच्छा बहुत अच्छा। मार्कस नाम से हमारे दो चार अच्छे भाई है, तो ये भी एक अच्छा मिल के। अब
वहीं से मेरी गर्दिशें न बिछड़े के हम कारवां पा लिया है, तुम्हें पाके हमने जहां पा लिया है।
ओम शांति, ओम शांति, गुड मॉर्निंग,
ओम शांति। मच रिलायबल कनेक्शन टुडे, थैंक यू।
एक कांध पे बैठ, राज बाबा ने कहा एक कांध में बैठना माना कहीं किनारा नहीं करना है।
Baba talked about sitting in solitude, but sitting in solitude doesn't mean you step away from everyone else, but you just stay within yourself and ask yourself, what do I want? What do I need?
सारा दिन जो सोच विचार अंदर से जो चलते हैं ना, बातचीत चलती है ना, ये भी चाहिए, ये भी चाहिए, ये भी चाहिए।
Throughout the day you're thinking about the things, I want this, I want this,
मन में चलता है, व्यवहार में चलता है, संबंध में चलता है,
I want this in your mind, in your words, in your relationships, everywhere.
मुझे क्या चाहिए?
But then just be quiet inside and ask yourself, what do I want? This is our tapasya, sitting in deep meditation, making that spiritual endeavor. What do I want? When you look at the world, then throughout the whole day, it's like everyone's wanting myself or my children or anyone. But then ask yourself, hey soul, what do you want? You say thanks to God that He's given us so much happiness, peace, love, bliss. He's given so much. That it's not a question of you wanting anything, even in the physical way, but whatever is necessary and whatever you require, you receive that. When children are very peaceful and they're not being stubborn about just wanting something, then they automatically get everything. But where the children are stubborn and saying, I want this, and they really don't do anything else until you give them that, then the parents get tired of such children also. Daddy had gone to Hansa Ben's daughter's Alpa's home. Alpa's now. With the family. Every year the children want something new on their birthday. Every birthday they want a new toy, a new game. Every year they want something more, bigger, better, expensive. And that he was amazed by it. They said, every year is a different toy that they request. And then they say, well, the little things are for little children. This is not something suitable for me. So children also saying, I want this, I want this, I want this, as well as the old people. Those who let go of this desire of just wanting all the time, it's like they become the kings of all kings. And in fact, there isn't a word for those people who are saying all the time, I want this, I want this. They themselves are not content with themselves, and other people find it difficult to make them content. Doesn't matter whether it's young children or old people. And for the adolescent children, that's even more difficult to please them, because they just want to do what their desire is. They don't want to listen to anyone. This is why we tell the parents, don't even think about fulfilling their needs, because you won't be able to do that. If they were to take directions from God, then they'd be able to settle down and be content, be able to make their future. It's in your own hands to create your future. Let go of all these desires of wanting things and perform such actions that through your actions many others receive the fruit of that. God makes you perform the actions, but many others eat the fruit of that. Not just in India, but I also saw, in fact, abroad, that is, so that gardeners are given so much respect. When I first went to Scotland and I saw the parks there, everyone, they wanted to show me all the different parks and showing me the wonder of the gardeners there, of how beautifully they maintained the parks. Where did the gardeners stay? Their home is not a palace or anything palatial like that. It's just a simple home, but they pay a lot of attention to the garden. They pay attention to growing the right things at the right time, and they follow that up. They don't be careless and just go to sleep. A gardener can never be careless. Like they want the rain at the right time, so sometimes ask, praying to God that make sure it doesn't rain, because now it's time for the harvest to ripen. And sometimes they say, you need the rain, so God send some rain, like that. They pray it, because pray for it, because they know that they have to do everything at the right time. And okay, they may have to work hard one season, the next year. 1 year they weren't able to get the fruits, so then next year they'll work harder. And they don't want the things for themselves. They don't want the flowers and fruit for themselves, but the effort that they make through that, they want everyone else to experience the fragrance of the flowers and to enjoy the fruit. So I also don't want any other jobs. Jobs that are carrying worry and fear. But no, let me just continue to perform good actions. Let me continue to do everything with attention. Never allow there to be laziness. When there's laziness, then consider that to be a very dangerous enemy. Doesn't allow you to do what you want to do, what you have to do. In Hindi there's a saying, those who remain sleeping, they lose out. It's like they've lost the day. And those who awaken, those who stay awake, they attain. They were able to earn an income. It's a laziness, carelessness, a careless nature.
और तीसरा है बहाना बनाना.
And third, to give excuses.
वो भी करना है, वो भी करना.
This is not the time. I have this to do, that to do, that to do. And you just see the list in front of you, and you say, "I'm not telling lies, but really, I have so much to do." In fact, it is a lie.
ये कारण है ना. अरे ये तो देख तुम कारण को बताता है, पर ये कितनी कमाई का टाइम है.
You're giving so many excuses, but just realize that this is the time to be earning such a huge income. So which is greater, the reasons, the excuses you're giving, or the income?
तो कमाई में इतनी है, चलो माली पैसा कमाने के लिए मेहनत नहीं करता है.
The gardener is not making effort to earn money. But he wants to maintain his honor of keeping the garden beautiful, to get good fruit so that everyone's able to enjoy the fruit. When I go to GRC, when it's the rose seasons and all the flower beds are filled with roses, and Daddy just wants to be stay in the garden, rose garden, just to be enjoying the fragrance of the roses. And it's not just one or two roses, but it's the greatness of the gardeners who are looking after the garden. I'm the one who's experiencing the happiness of that, but they're the ones who are paying attention. So all I have to do is pay attention to myself. We don't have so many slogans put up here, but I'd gone to Jaipur in India, and someone had bought a new house and they wanted Daddy to come and stay there for a day or something. As soon as I went in, the first slogan I came across is, "If you look after God, God will look after you fully also, in every way." Means you pay attention to God, you focus on Him, and He will look after you. I'm not going to say, "Well, I'm going to stay here, not going to stay here." In Hindi, it's the same word for looking after or paying attention to. And so you pay attention to God, focus on Him, and He will look after you. Instead of looking at things around everywhere, looking at others around, look at God only. It's very simple to just have that faith in the intellect and remaining carefree. Faith in the intellect.
जब कल नहीं उस दिन सुना इंटरफेथ फेथ शब्द क्यों आता है.
The other day Daddy was talking about interfaith, so why do they speak of faith in that faith when you're talking about all religions coming together?
अंदर जिसका कोई फेथ नहीं है, किसमें फेथ नहीं है, अंदर फेथ नहीं है.
If there isn't any faith in something, then you're not able to have a good relationship, good interaction, perform good actions. You're not able to have good relationships with others.
अभिमानी हो गए हैं.
People today have become so arrogant about everything that it's difficult for them to be faithful.
अभिमान बहुत.
There's a lot of ego and arrogance.
किसमें faith रखे, खुद में faith रखे.
Have faith in the self, have faith in others, have faith in God. Let there be a sweet interaction with everyone.
खुद में कभी faith नहीं है.
If you don't have faith in yourself,
जो अपने से
you're not able to talk of anything with that faith and that conviction that yes, this is possible, this will be okay. In fact, because of not having that faith, they're not able to speak in this way, not with the self or not with others. God, will you do my work? Okay. And it's like you're just testing God to see whether He's going to do it or not also. And then you say, "Well, God hasn't done anything for me. I don't have that faith in God because He's never done anything for me." So those who use their intellect in this way, how can they? We have to teach them to be very loving and peaceful.
अभी ऐसा garden, ऐसा हो
Let there be such a garden where you can continue to sow the seeds of peace and love. You may perform actions, yes, continue with that, but let there be seeds of love and peace being sown. Let me pay attention. I need to pay, provide everything, the sunshine as well as the water. Not that it wants a lot of sunshine but doesn't get any water. If you don't water the garden, you give it a lot of sunshine but no water, then the plants will die. Or if you give a lot of water and you don't provide the sunshine, then also they'll die. In everything there's good balance.
Then
Daddy should take up the job as a gardener. Yesterday Daddy was meeting the new students and everyone, the whole essence was that you've got the understanding of keeping balance. If one leg is working well and the other isn't, you're not able to walk well. If one eye is not working well and the other is, again there's no balance. If something's wrong with one arm and the other's okay, again there's no balance. So in action there has to be balance, with your intellect there has to be balance, in yoga also there has to be balance. Whilst in the body, yes, I the soul am detached from the body. Not that I've left the body, I'm in the body but separate from the body and remembering God. And you begin to smile then. It's like you don't have the wisdom to be separate from the body and remember God. He is up above, let me become separate from the body here and then my attention will go upwards and the one up above will pull me upwards. He'll give me his love, peace and happiness because he has a full treasure store there. All I need to do is keep my intellect very still, very calm to be able to take that. My intellect should not be wandering anywhere, neither to any of the sides, nor backwards or in the front. The intellect is always wandering into the sides, into the past, into the future. But no, let me just stay in the present.
Atma to present me.
Don't look to either side, but just look at the self. Don't look at others. Look at yourself and then look upwards towards God. Don't allow the intellect to go anywhere around yourself, past, future or the side. Past is now past, the future is going to be good and I don't have to worry about the things around me. But just pay attention that I want to continue to move forward with the power of concentration.
Mahan atma banati hai.
The power of concentration makes you a great soul.
Paise position se koi main mahan atma nahi banegi.
I can't become a great soul with money and position. Doesn't matter how much money I have or how much position I have. All of that is perishable. It's there today, gone tomorrow.
Jiske paas paisa hai.
Those who have money, it's like thieves are chasing after them. And those who don't have money, they develop the habit of stealing. It's like that, isn't it? This is what the world is like. The thieves are chasing after those who have money, and those who don't have, they'll either incur debts, taking loans or something, and otherwise they'll steal. But God is forbidding us. You mustn't steal, you mustn't incur debts, you mustn't take loans. You can do everything with your virtues. And this is what Baba said, I'm making you virtuous. So you can't say, I don't have anything, so where am I going to get it from? So virtue itself is a great wealth that I possess. Those whose character is good, they are very great. They may be simple to look at, but internally they're very clever, very sensible. those with a good character. On the path of devotion, people ask from God, saying, God, I don't want anything else except just give me a good intellect. A good intellect to be able to understand everything well. What does it mean to say a good intellect? Let it be good, clean, elevated.
Swachho.
Completely clean.
Sankalpa mein swachhta ho.
Let there be cleanliness in my thoughts, purity in my thoughts.
Shreshth ho.
Let them be elevated.
Dridh ho.
Determined thoughts. To have that determination, and then you can see the wonder of it. Then God gives His power in that. If there isn't that cleanliness in my thoughts, I don't have such an elevated thought, there isn't that determination, then what can God do? God says, you are my children, but you have to pay attention to your thoughts. Only then will I say, yes, you're my child. Sit and make your thoughts peaceful, pure and calm. I will help you, but you have to make this effort. With peace, make them pure, peacefully make them pure and elevated and filled with determination with that faith. And then you see it becomes possible. How did it happen? Well, I didn't do anything. It just happened. And then you develop the habit. I don't want anything else. I just want to make my thoughts very good. And this is God's direction to me. My father's order to me that this is what you have to do with your thoughts. Quieten your thoughts. Let them become still. So if I don't follow God's orders, then what will be my condition? If I'm following the dictates of my own mind, or if I listen to what others are saying and I don't listen to God, then what will be my condition? This one's doing this, this one's doing that, and yes, you start talking about them, and yes, I agree, it's like that, I agree, it's like that. And when God says something, then it's like you don't even have the energy to hear. I see how people are talking. People say such complicated, confusing things, and yet everyone just nodding in agreement and enjoying that. But when you listen to things from God, then it's like there isn't that alertness in listening to it. You're not able to catch them. So let my intellect become so worthy that I'm able to catch what God's telling me. I don't need anything else. I don't have any arrogance in that also, but I don't need anything else. I have great value for God, for what God is teaching me. I receive a lot of strength through that. Then my conscience is not guilty. I don't feel guilty about anything because I'm listening to God. If I'm following the dictates of my own mind or if I'm following the dictates of others, then I'll have a guilt conscience and I'll feel that, yes, I've wasted my time because I don't receive anything through that, others don't receive anything through that. Yesterday in the gathering, someone talked about the realization of rebirth and the fruit of action, the karma philosophy. Realize that yes, there is the fruit of action, whether it's good actions or bad actions. They are my actions. I have performed those actions and so I will get the fruit. If I've done good actions, I'll get good fruit. If I've done bad actions, then I'll have to suffer the consequences. So one brings happiness, the other brings sorrow. By performing good actions, you automatically have happiness. By performing bad actions, you keep yourself happy for a short time, but you lose out on that you don't experience that real happiness, the true happiness. The true happiness that you receive from performing good actions, you don't get that. This is why Baba is drawing our attention. Okay, someone says, I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't do anything bad, but what is it that you did good? What did you do throughout the day? This physical senses or physical organs are to perform actions with, but what kind of actions did you perform? Did you have remembrance at that time? Did you remember that one? Or did you remember someone else and perform actions on that basis? Was there greed, attachment filled in those actions? Were the actions based on greed, arrogance, attachment? Today's Murli, it was very beautiful that Baba said, the father sits and makes the children virtuous. This is the time where I had to let go of the virtues, defects, sorry, that there's no defects remaining. Let my actions be such that they're filled with virtues. Let me have a elevated character. And once I develop this habit of just using virtues in action, sometimes people say, well, I don't want to do this, but it's just a habit that's developed. I've developed the habit of speaking loudly. I don't want to, but it's just this habit that I've got. And so people develop habits in this way. So in this way, develop the habit of working with virtues. Become so virtuous that it becomes natural to smile and to speak sweetly, to speak meaningfully so that someone has attainment through that, not to speak just meaningless words. If you rehearse this within yourself to smile and to speak sweetly, look at Lakshmi and Narayan. They don't speak anything, they don't say anything, but yet their faces are smiling and there's a sweet vibrations coming from them. Just looking at their images, you feel that sweetness and happiness. Priga Lakshmi was here, I think, a couple of days ago, and then she was here last night and left at 6:30 this morning. But she was sitting very attentively in Amritwela. It's about 12 years that she's been with us. 12 years since you've been in contact with us. And how many times have you met me? About 12 times? And she said, perhaps a little bit more times than that. But she has so much attainment, so much benefit from here that her face is almost cheerful. She goes to so many meetings to the whole world, many different places in the world. She has a family. But yet she is very happy. Feeling that I have everything. Do you want to say anything? And she doesn't want to say anything, but she's just sitting there smiling. She says, do you smile in your business? And she says, I don't have any headaches. So today she's gone to Switzerland, then she'll go to Italy. So we're aware of where she goes, but wherever she goes, she's always happy. So Baba's giving us very good understanding. Whoever's contact you come into, don't cheat them, don't defame them or insult them, then God will be happy with you. Others will also be happy with you. So in this way, not just accumulating superficial happiness, but real inner happiness. Whatever happens, don't go into the expansion of that. Don't lengthen it. Don't extend it. Don't speak too much also. Don't go into too much. in your thinking or in your words. So only the things that are useful will enter your intellect. By speaking only a few words, you speak such words that it's just the right words, and you feel that yes, it will happen. Whatever it is meant to will happen. So you want to become such great souls. Sister Rose, are you there? If you just raise a few questions that were still remaining. Again and again, Rose was talking about this is real, this is the reality. Again and again, so this is real, this is reality, this is the truth in that sense. So that he was actually thinking about that afterwards. So the person who's asking the question, they have a purpose to their whole evening in the sense of their whole gathering. And so again and again, Rose was coming back to, so this is reality, this is real. And so when you have that reality, when you're aware of that in your, when the intellect is real, then you want to just stay with that reality. You don't want anything mixed in that. Realize that you are a royal personality. So you have such royalty in your personality that you don't want anything that's not real. I'll only pay attention to the things that are real, that are true. Otherwise, I don't have time for anything else. When Baba was a jeweler, he was like that one customer would come to the shop and he'd understand. They'll never have bargaining. And in fact, Baba had such discrimination power that other jewelers would come with their jewelry, with their diamonds or their gems to Baba. And they would want Baba to check that to make sure that that's a real gem and not artificial. So Baba's also giving us such an intellect that we're able to understand everything. He says, don't waste your time in anything else. Just have the truth and continue to earn an income. And then let go of everything that's not true and you won't be trapped in anything. No one will be able to trap you either. Baba's making us so clever that Baba's making us completely free and not being trapped by anything that's not real or that's artificial. Baba's giving us the understanding of how to be aware of not being deceived in this way. Om Shanti.
किस्मत की झोलियों में देखा
में बाबा तेरी तेरी आँखों में बाबा तेरी।